Sexual harassment were a mere collection of syllables.
Just fancy, said one of the guards, winking at the other. I reckon we can help you there.
They got up and stood either side of her. She was aware of two chins you could strike matches on and an overpowering smell of stale beer. Frantic signals from outlying portions of her mind began to break down her iron-hard conviction that bad things only happened to bad people. They escorted her down several flights of steps into a maze of dank, arched passageways as she sought hurriedly for some polite way of disengaging herself. I should warn you, she said. I am not, as I may appear, a simple apple seller.
Fancy that.
I am, in fact, a witch. This did not make the impression she had hoped. The guards exchanged glances.
Fair enough, said one. I've always wondered what it was like to kiss a witch. Around here, they do say you get turned into a frog.
The other guard nudged him.
I reckon then, he said, in the slow, ripe tones of one who thinks that what he's about to say next is going to be incredibly funny. You kissed one years ago.
The brief guffaw was suddenly interrupted when McGrat was flung against the wall and treated to a close-up view of the guard's nostrils.
Now listen to me, sweetheart, he said. You ain't the first witch we've had down here, if witch you be. But you could be lucky and walk out again if you're nice to us, do you see?
There was a shrill, short scream from somewhere nearby.
That, you see, said the guard, was a witch, having it the hard way. You could do us all a favour, see? Lucky you met us, really.
His questing hand stopped its wandering.
What's this? He said to McGrath's pale face. A knife? A knife? I reckon we gotta take that very seriously, don't you, Huron? You gotta tie her hands and gag her, said Huron hurriedly. They can't do no magic if they can't speak or wave their hands about.
You can take your hands off her!
All three stared down the passage at the fool. He was jingling with rage.
Let her go this minute, he shouted, or I'll report you!
Oh, you'll report us, will you? Said Huron. And will anyone listen to you, you ear-waxed coloured little twerp? This is a witch we have here, said the other guard. So you can go and tinkle somewhere else.
He turned back to McGrat.
I like a girl with spirit, he said, incorrectly as it turned out.
The fool advanced with the bravery of the terminally angry.
I told you to let her go, he repeated.
Huron drew his sword and winked at his companion. McGrat struck. It was an unplanned, instinctive blow, its stopping power considerably enhanced by the weight of rings and bangles. Her arm whirred around in an arc that connected with her captor's jaw and spun him twice before he folded in a heap with a quiet little sigh, and incidentally with several symbols of occult significance embossed on his cheek. Huron gaped at him and then looked at McGrat. He raised his sword at about the same moment that the fool cannoned into him, and the two men went down in a struggling heap. Like most small men, the fool relied on the initial mad rush to secure an advantage and was at a loss for a follow-through, and it would probably have gone hard with him if Huron hadn't suddenly become aware that a bread knife was pressed to his neck.
Let go of him,
said McGrat, pushing her hair out of her eyes. He stiffened. You're wondering whether I would really cut your throat, panted McGrat. I don't know either. Think of the fun we could have together, finding out. She reached down with the other hand and hauled the fool to his feet by his collar. Where did that scream come from? She said, without taking her eyes off the guard. It was down this way. They've got her in the torture dungeon, and I don't like it. It's going too far, and I couldn't get in, and I came to look for someone. Well, you found me, said McGrat. You, she said to Huron, will stay here, or run away for all I care, but you won't follow us. He nodded and stared after them as they hurried down the passage. The door is locked, said the fool.